Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. For the last couple programs in our radio program, we've been talking about how the Summer Ministry for Child Evangelism Fellowship is just right around the corner. We've also been sharing how the harvest field right now is ripe for the gospel and reaching boys and girls for Christ through all of our CEF summer ministries that includes fair outreaches, vacation Bible schools, summer camps at Camp Good News, and especially our main ministry during the summer, which is our backyard Bible clubs that we call in Child Evangelism Fellowship, Phi Day Clubs. I have here today with me in our program three very lovely young ladies that are here with us today, but they are also going to be with us all summer long because they are part of our summer ministry team. I have Jessica Riley, Shelby Musselman, and also Nicole Smith. Well, ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, wonderful. I'm so glad that you are able to be here. Now, we're just about ready to kick off our summer ministry training school, and this year we have one of the largest groups that we have had. Isn't that exciting? We have close to 80 young people like yourself, high school through college age. Now, all of you are college age, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. And and all of you have the one thing in common is that you're giving of your summer that you could do so many different things with, but you're giving of your summer to serve the Lord and reach boys and girls for Christ. And I just have one question. Why do you do it? Jesse, what about you? Why do you keep coming back? I mean, this is like your fifth year that you've been serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Why do you keep coming back summer after summer to do this?
Yeah, it's really, truly about the kids and just giving them the hope of Jesus and seeing those little light bulbs go on.
Well, that's wonderful. So what about you, Nikki? How many years have you been serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship?
I have been, this is going to be my third year. And it's just amazing seeing the kids, like, from the first day to the last day, how they actually grasp the gospel message, some of them, for the first time. It's so amazing.
And what about you, Shelby?
Well, it's just really amazing, like the other two girls have said, just seeing their smiles and their eyes light up and just knowing that Jesus will be their friend forever. And some of them may not even have friends, and just knowing that truth. And it's just really great. And just that I can be a part of it is even more better.
Well, that's awesome. Now, I'm just kind of curious. I think I know the background of most of you, but then I'm thinking, well, maybe I don't. Could you guys share with us how you even got involved with CEF and how you even knew about that there was a summer ministry program for young people? How about you, Shelby? How did you get connected in with the ministry?
Well, actually, my aunt did Good News Club with CEF, and she had a little flyer that you guys sent out, and she noticed that there was a class teaching children effectively, and she told me I need to do it, and I was really scared and didn't want to, and because I wanted to be in my own little comfort zone, but decided to do it and met Victor, and he's one of the director staff people with CEF, and he got me connected. And now I just don't leave.
And we're so glad. And actually, you're a student at Moody Bible Institute out in the West Coast, right?
Yes.
And so you're coming back for your second summer. So we're so glad that you're able to come and help us, especially in being one of our key team leaders in developing the summer ministry in Southern Illinois. So we're so glad that you're able to be with us this summer, Shelby. And what about you, Nikki? How did you get connected with CEF? Because you're actually from another state. You're from Iowa. I mean, we begged and borrowed and stole you and dragged you across the border. So how did all of that happen?
Well,
just real briefly.
A couple of years ago, one of my mom's friends, she's a local director of West Central in Moline. And I was seriously praying about where God was leading me to go, and the local director opened up the opportunity for me to do summer ministry. I'm like, I'll go. I don't know what to expect. And I went.
And then we just fell in love with you, and we said, you need to come over here to this area in central Illinois, right?
Yes. And the rest is history.
And you love Peoria, don't you?
I love Peoria.
And Jesse, now we also did the same thing with you. What are we doing? We are stealing people from other states because you're actually from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So just you started even way back before them. But just real briefly, how did you get connected with CEF?
Yeah, there was actually a missionary from my church named Carol Berry, and she had told me some about the ministry, and I attended a five-day club with her, and she kind of invited me to join the ministry because she knew that I loved teaching kids, and 5 years later, I did just that.
Okay, so now you guys have been all signed up and ready to go for several years now. I've been doing a CF for several summers, but now this summer, we are getting ready to kick it off with our summer ministry training school. So tell me, what is that? What is a summer ministry training school? What is that like, Shelby?
It is very, very intense. You're up in the early hours of the day, and you stay up basically all night to study. But in the end, it's just so great. It's such a good opportunity and teaches you so much. And I probably wouldn't be as equipped as I am if I didn't have the training school. So
is it, I take it, it keeps you kind of busy then, right?
Yes, so busy.
Some people have said it's like a spiritual boot camp. Would you guys kind of say that?
Definitely.
Yes, agreed.
Yes.
I've heard that through the years. It's been 23 years being full-time with CF, and I have definitely heard that. But how has the training that you have received, because our training school is a two-week, 11-day training school, overnight, and we keep you going morning, noon, and night. But how does that training school different than just going to a church camp, for example? So what would you say differences, Jesse?
Yeah, it's definitely different because you learn the material that you'll be teaching all summer, and you even get to build closer relationships with the people you'll be teaching with and even some of the other people around the state. So it's just good to be able to bounce ideas off of each other and just be able to grow together in the cabins and outside of the cabins.
So what does the training school do for you, not just in learning the material that you're going to be teaching during the summertime, but how does a training school impact your walk with the Lord? What would you say, Nikki? Does it help you grow closer to the Lord and stronger with Him?
Yes, because especially during summer ministry, it's like go, go, go. And at training camp, you learn that you have to start your day. You should be in the Word of God. And it just motivates you and encourages you a new amount of excitement to teach the children.
So in other words, you have to be filled up before you can feed the children. I mean, you can't be running on spiritual E and empty on your spiritual tank before you go out there and tell the boys and girls, well, you need to read your Bible and you need to know more about Jesus when you're running on empty. So I think that is definitely my heartbeat of the training school is that you would not just walk out with your five Bible lessons in your hip pocket, but you would walk out with just being so just on fire for God and just in love with God's word more and just a desire for want those children to know Him like you have been growing and knowing Him more and more and more, because really that's what it's all about. Because Christianity is not about a religion or do this or do that. It's about a relationship. So after the summer ministry training school is over, then we kind of segue into the 5 day club, but we don't just kind of slide you in. We just kind of throw you in the deep end, don't we? And so can you just kind of walk me through, Jesse, what is a typical snapshot of a 5 day club, what that looks like in the life of a CEF summer missionary?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of preparation, and you go in and you teach the songs and the memory verses and the Bible lessons and the games and the different things and just really be able to teach on a childlike level and just help them to understand.
So what is like the components of a 5 day club? Can you kind of walk us through that, Nikki? When you show up at a 5 day club, because these 5 day clubs, now you guys do that, and what different locations do you do the 5 day clubs?
Either in Peoria, or last year I did a lot of going to Southern Illinois, so around Springfield, Girard, other places down south.
But you have the 5 day clubs in homes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And sometimes they're even in churches because they're kind of like a vacation Bible school to the church, but they're a 5 day club to us. Have you guys ever worked in the inner city areas at all, like in like apartment complexes or anything
yes.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a few times. We've also done parks as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. parks, okay, and daycares. So yep. when you go into a 5 day club setting, Nikki, what is it that you do? I mean, just give us a snapshot of what a 5 day club looks like. I mean, how does it start, and what do you do?
Well, you get to know the term when they come. You have to take the attendance and everything, get to know them, play the games, and also, then after that, you do the welcome prayer and you do songs, you do a Bible lesson, memory verse, missionary story. You do games if you have time. It's just a fun time. It's like vacation Bible school on the road.
That's right. That's right. And basically, once you start going, you don't stop. So it's like a 90-minute full-pack program. If someone was listening today and they were to ask, does a Phi-Day Club really make an impact on a child's life, what would you say, Shelby?
I would say yes. I mean, it's not that you're just going, going, going. Like, you give the child an opportunity to come back and talk to you about God and about Jesus and the gospel, and you really get to just show them the truth. And so, yes, I would say that it really does impact a child's life.
Have you guys ever had an opportunity to share the gospel maybe one-on-one with a child and to lead them to the Lord, Jesse? Have you ever had that opportunity?
Yeah, I've actually been majorly blessed to have the opportunity a few times. There's one in particular where I was talking to a 9-year-old boy and I thought I was just messing it up. I didn't know. And then by the end of it, he was so sure that he wanted the Lord as his Savior. And even after that, he prayed that other people would come to know Jesus as well.
That's wonderful. And really, that's what it's all about, is changing lives one by one. And some of these clubs are big. And some of these clubs are small. And some of these clubs, you may only have a handful of kids, but then the other ones, they blow your socks out and you have like 40 kids or something like that. So you never know what to expect. You always have to be flexible. Would you agree with that? You have to be ready to flex with whatever the Lord brings. And it's all about prayer, because we want to reach the children that God wants us to reach, because after all, this is His harvest field, right? It's not ours and we can't control it. We want to be used of God. So I just want to just thank you for all that you have been doing. Are you guys pumped up about the summer ministry?
Well, of course.
Yes.
Definitely.
And so are you excited about seeing your other colleagues from around the state here in just a few days and seeing all those 80 other people and getting to know them? Are you excited about seeing other people then?
Yeah.
It's
going to be awesome.
I thought so. Well, we're so glad that you can be with us. And I just want to just quickly, how can we pray for you? Jesse, what's the one prayer request we can pray for you? And then Nikki and Shelby. So what's something we can pray for you about?
Just in endurance. There's a lot that still needs to be done preparation-wise.
Okay. It's for you personally and also getting ready, because you also are not just a summer missionary. You're a summer missionary coordinator. So
right.
You have a lot of things on your plate because you're overseeing these young people too. So
mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Nikki, what about you about for a prayer request for you?
Physical stamina.
Okay. Just as you can keep on keeping on. And also, you get to jump and go over to Indiana halfway through the summer to do Good News Across America over there, to special outreach to Indianapolis. And what about you, Shelby? What is the prayer request for you?
Just self-discipline as I'm in the training school and all of that.
Okay. So, you know what? Let's just pray right now, and let's just give the summer ministry to the Lord. Lord, we just ask your blessing to be upon these young people. I just thank you for Jessica and Shelby and Nikki and all the other summer missionaries are going to be gathering together very shortly, Lord. And we just pray that you would just fuel them with your Holy Spirit and just get them just ready to receive and to hear from you so they can go out and share your gospel message this summer. Well, thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we appreciate so much your prayers for us as we do launch out into the summer ministry season, and it is a very busy one. Once we start, we don't stop until the middle of August. And as William Carey once said, a missionary to India, he says, "I'll go out for the gospel, but I need you, God's people, to hold the ropes." Thank you for holding the ropes by your prayers and your support for our ministry.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.